This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITES PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Jefferson. His last name is Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D. Date of birth 6/22/1954. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Hubbard with diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function, hypertension, and atrial fibrillation. His last visit was a year ago. He has gained 15 pounds over the last year. He did have a double hernia repair in June of this year and then didn't do very well following surgery. He went back to Sheridan ER June 30th and they transferred him to Grand Rapids in case his kidneys deteriorated further, and they were considering the fact that he may need dialysis while he was hospitalized. He was found to have a small bowel obstruction and required NG tube drainage, but no surgical repair. Also, he had difficulty breathing and required oxygen while hospitalized, and he was very weak and went to a rehab facility for up to a week after hospitalization. Now he's feeling better, and he has been off the Losartan since he was hospitalized. And they also took him off carvedilol and put him on metoprolol, 25 milligram once a day. He wonders if he can start the Losartan again. And he has had lab studies done twice since he was discharged from the hospital, and the lab values are very stable, and they've returned to baseline. And he's feeling better now. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No more constipation. His abdomen is distended, normally distended, but not painful, and he is moving his bowels regularly. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have nocturia up to two to three times a night without incontinence. No cloudiness or blood. And he has some edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to the Losartan and the 50 milligram a day and metoprolol, 25 milligram daily, he's now on Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, as he was found to be in atrial fibrillation while hospitalized. He's on metformin, 1,000 milligram, 2 daily, Zocor, 10 milligram daily, and Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. He's not using any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, his weight is 237 pounds, pulse is 90, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cup, is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen firm, obese, non-tender. Bowel sounds are present in all four quadrants. I'm unable to palpate internal organs due to the size of the abdomen. Extremities, one plus edema of the ankles bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 13th of 2022, and his creatinine is back to baseline at 0.9. Estimated GFR is 84. Sodium 140, potassium is 3.8, carbon dioxide 28. Albumin is low at 3.19. Corrected calcium would be 8.9. His hemoglobin A1C is 7. His hemoglobin is 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function, and he is back to baseline with lab values. after his hospitalization from June 30th to July 10th with the small bowel obstruction in Grand Rapids. Hypertension currently at goal, but that should be fine to start him back on his Losartan 50 milligram once a day. We'd like to keep the systolic blood pressure greater than 100, though, once we restart that. He should stay off the carvedilol as long as he's on metoprolol instead. It would be a good idea for him to see his cardiologist again after he was found to be in atrial fibrillation during hospitalization, and they can determine if there are any other treatments that can be used to help either convert him or help with rate control. And we are going to have him have lab studies for us every 3 months. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.